Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, so you know this has to be Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, July 1st. I had to really think about that because I can't believe it's July already. It's been a hot one here in the Pacific Northwest. We have had record-breaking heat this last weekend. I mean, we had a couple days of like 115, 116, just miserable type of heat. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that here, too, about how we can use Beamer for that kind of thing, too. So, but before we do all that, I'd like to say hi to my co-host, and I'd like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We've almost always got a website or, you know, a date of an event or something like that that you're going to want to be ready to write down if you haven't done that already. So you want to be ready for that. And please press one on your phone if you want to chat with us. As I always say, this is, you know, a big part of what our show is all about is hearing from you, whether it's questions or comments or testimonials. It's we would like to hear from you. That's what we want. That's what we're doing this for. So please press one on your phone because we would love to hear from you. As a reminder for that, though, is we do have to keep our questions, comments, testimonials, all of that to with horses using the horse unit, and we really need to keep it kind of behavioral and training type aspects for the most part for this show. So that being said, please press one because we would love to hear from you. All right. So good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainey and everybody. It's a foggy morning here in Northern California, and that's the closest we get to rain, so that's a good thing. I'm happy to, you know, just be totally surprised with everybody that it's July already. I don't know how this has happened, but I hope that, you know, we issued an offer a week or so before to say, if you want to practice testimonials, you know, we promise to be kind and a nice audience. So because your story about your experiences with Beamer and the horse set are the things that are going to attract people's attention to say, oh, I want that too, it's really a good thing to practice. So, you know, if you want to do that, please take us up on the offer because to think that you can do it without practicing, you would be in the vast minority. Anyway, look forward to hearing from people today and have a few things to talk about. But, Rainey, you go back, you know, tell us about 100-plus degree heat.
Oh, gosh, yeah. So, yes, and about the testimonials, please do. Because, I mean, even me after all these years, you know, I kind of tailor testimonials to who I'm talking to, what things I talk about and what things I don't. And if I don't think about it in advance and I don't practice what I'm going to say, I do end up doing that blabbering thing where I talk too much. So that's my fallback for when I don't know what to say and I'm not prepared.
Yeah.
So absolutely, yeah. Please. Yeah, please take this opportunity. And it's not only going to help you, but it's going to help everybody else listening too, because they're going to get ideas about things to say and how to say them. And so it really is a good tool to help everybody. So please do that. But I did want to talk a little bit about the heat, because with what's going on, we have just so many things that crossed my mind about using Beamer, you know, and it's everything from, you know, there's been a couple nights where we've had almost a 50-degree temperature change between day and night, you know, within a 12-hour range. It's gone from, 80 to 115. And so that's a hard thing for anybody to adjust to and regulate. And so we've had a lot of, just at the clinic, for example, just with these temperature changes and the heats, we've had, you know, horses with, you know, allergic reactions, and we've had, you know, dogs and cats and horses and, you know, everything not wanting to eat, not wanting to drink. And so this is just all part of the body trying to, you know, regulate. And so we know from Beamer that we can, you know, anything you can do to support the body is going to be helpful in these situations. And we know Beamer can do that. And then, you know, the other thing we've talked about quite a bit, which comes into play here, is, you know, a lot of times we see it when people are traveling with their horses for shows and you know, rodeos and things like that, where they'll get to a horse will get to a location, and because of the stress of the travel and the stress of the new place and just the overall stress of everything that's going on, they will decide they don't want to eat and they don't want to drink, things like that. So, and we have used this in the past, and we have heard many, many testimonials about this, how, you know, even just one Beamer session will kind of bring them out of that fight or flight, that like, I'm stressed, I'm nervous, I don't want to do anything else. Bring them down out of that so that they can, you know, bring them down into that rest and recovery where they do want to drink and they do want to rest and they can calm down and the body can function on a, you know, a more base level better. So, just things to keep in mind throughout the summer, because that's not just right now. I mean, obviously we're going to have temperature spikes and things like that. And as people show and as people go to different places, and it might even be that you're, you know, used to being here in the Pacific Northwest where it's not usually 100 degrees and you go down into the desert somewhere where it's an entirely new environment for your horse and they're not used to the heat and they're not used to the maybe the dryness or the humidity, one or the other. And their bodies just and their minds just can't, you know, shut down enough to do their, you know, basic needs. And so we can use Beamer to really help that and bring them out of that fight or flight, and really help with that parasympathetic, sympathetic system regulation with them. And we know Beamer can really help with that. So it's important thing to think about when you're talking about, you know, in the summer to help just with your overall health of your animal and yourself, really. 'Cause I know I've been using it. So. Cindy, I don't know if you have anything to add to that. I'm sure that you've had similar experiences.
Yeah, I'm the one who talked about all the veterinarians at a show lined up for these horses trailering in from across the country to put them on an IV, because even more than food, it's hydration for these show horses. And, you know, it's stressful to be in a, you know, a closed box and not know where you're going and get out and have new horses and new people and new place. And stress constricts the blood flow. Doesn't matter, you know, human or horse. So that's something to consider. I think this might be a segue to something that I thought about when you were talking, Rainey, and that is that I had asked our holistic veterinarian, Dr. Vong, a question, you know, and I think we'll put this in either the FAQ or something, but I had been asked by people what, you know, do horses detox? Yes, they do. Absolutely. And what does that look like for some of us that might not be that familiar? And so I got a really good answer from her that I want to read, because that could be impacted by barometric changes in pressure and heat, such as we've been talking about. But her comments are that, you know, it's very common, especially for horses that have been on a significant drug program, or have been in performance careers, or older horses, or have compromised health. And so we know that the Beamer helps by improving blood flow. It changes and affects all the cellular processes and helps clean up the tissues. But the circulating waste products have to go somewhere, from the kidneys, the liver, the colon, the lungs, and the skin. They have to get out. And sometimes when you start a Beamer program, the organs might not yet be up to speed with the rate at which the cellular waste needs to be cleared out. And so some possible signs of this you know, it's not a definitive sign, and Rainey, you may have comment about that But sometimes, you know, if we try and go, just like with people, if you go too fast, too quickly, you know, with too high of an intensity or too common, too frequent, the usage, some of the things that you might see would be hives. You might see some mild colic signs, you know, with gas. You might see loose bowels, and you might see different or kind of what you think of abnormal sweating patterns. And so, again, the recommendation is always the same, and that's why we talk about having, you know, our low and slow, less is more. But detox processes aren't bad, but they're not well understood, and so the owners might, you know, they might not be ready for that. I don't know that I would tell everyone about that in advance, but if there was a question, I definitely would explain that detox is a good thing. And it really is an indication. I'm kind of summarizing her comments, but it shows that the body is not ready to go faster in its healing, and we have to moderate the intensities and frequencies. And so her comments are, I personally hardly ever use program 3 unless it's an acute medical situation under control of a vet. But I do generally recommend it to be used in the rotating schedule for performance horses that are on a competition roll. So even program 1 back-to-back sometimes can lead into detox symptoms if the horse just, the body can't keep up with the waste that's being produced by adding the Beamer. So don't be afraid of it. But you should always, and that's, again, why we always want to go low and slow, and we want to check back with people. It's not about selling a lot of products. It's about following up and making sure that the people that you sold it to understand what and help them interpret, just the same as with the human unit, interpret the reactions, because, as we know, every horse is different. And I wanted to share that because we haven't talked a lot about detox in animals, and that gives you an idea of sometimes you go, wow, you know, I don't understand what's happening here. That could be one of the things. So I don't know, Rainey, if you want to add on to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, hives are one of the things that horses just can happen when they're detoxing and stressing. That is one of the things I over the last few days I've taken about 4 phone calls, at least me personally at the clinic, and there's, you know, 20 of us there, about horses over this heat that, you know, have gotten, you know, hives. And so it is something that is like a, you know, a stress reaction, you know, to a, you know, a stimulus for them. So that is something that can certainly be common. And again, just like with people, detox is not it's not going to cause permanent damage, but especially if you're not prepared for it, or if you don't have somebody you can say, hey, this is what happened to me, to my horse. Is that normal, or is that okay, or is that, you know, what is that, why did that happen? That's back to why I said that this is why a Beamer is not something you can just go on Amazon or eBay, or at least hopefully, or at least in general, at least the right way, and buy a Beamer. You can't just go somewhere and buy one. You go and you get a distributor with your system. That's why I always tell people, when you buy a Beamer from me, you get me too forever. And that's an important part of what, you know, Beamer has done, is have an educated, trained distributor along with every single sale. And that's an important part of it. And that's really, you know, you should take that job seriously, because it's not just make the sale and then you're done. It's all about supporting these people afterwards. And I mean, I set up scheduled calls after every Beamer I sell for a certain amount of time, because there are just questions they want to go over. And then after that, it's, of course, you know, you're free to call me or text me or email me anytime. But right after the sale, I set up, or, you know, right after the setup, we have scheduled calls for, you know, weeks afterwards, just because I want to make sure I'm checking in and going over different things at different times. And so it definitely really is an important part of being a distributor and selling these, whether we're talking about human or horse, these units to people, is that is, yeah. Go ahead, Cindy.
It's kind of a sleeper, but mm-hmm. I think it's the most important part because that's number one. You know, it's really, that speaks to the ultimate health of the horse and the satisfaction of the customer and also protection of our reputation. So that's why, you know, sharing this kind of information is good. I have a couple more things. Do we have anybody who's called in?
Nope. Nobody wants to chat with us today.
Not yet. Okay. Well, so because it's July 1st, many of you might not have had a chance to check your email yet, but what comes out on you know, around the first of the month is going to be the North America monthly newsletter. And if you hadn't focused on that before, there's different sections, you know, for education and marketing and Dr. Burka and things, but there's also a section for equine. And we've had this for several months. In July, for example, if you scroll down, we're talking about the upcoming events, the fact that there's a new award and some education and a review about the basic plan. So you have to click on Learn More, and it expands it into, you know, a whole section that talks about when we're doing the product and business opportunities. It's always the second and the fourth Wednesdays. There's, you know, the fact that what's the Beamer Academy this month that includes extra equine content, and that's at the end of the month, July 28th and 9th. And those are designated in your back office. Talks about the next International Horse Set Workshop, which is July 7th, which is, it's interesting. If you haven't had a chance to listen to one of them, I recommend trying them, or just do, because they combine the product and the business opportunity in one, and it's they're translated. So it's conducted by a veterinarian, Dr. Astrid Schoenig, and then a consultant for the company, Alex Durbin. And so their comments are a little bit different than ours, and they do some Q&A. So I recommend trying one if you haven't had a chance, and you can register for it right at, you know, in the Equine Update section. Something that we had posted on Facebook this last month that's kind of cool is that you know that we've won two Red Dot Design Awards for the version 2 and then the version 3 last year, but Beamer got another award for the horse set this year. It's not Red Dot, but it's the German Innovation Award, a gold for excellence in business to consumer. So talks about, you know, the ease of use. And I think that that's kind of nice to know that we keep winning awards. And then we go down to, again, how often you should use it. We share the chart again for the intensities and frequencies. No, this is just intense. And then links for the horse FAQ. So if you haven't focused on any of those things before, you know, and maybe you're not so interested perhaps in the other sections of the newsletter, check out, you know, the equine part, because there's some information in there. And whenever something comes out of corporate, firstly, it's nice because their links are live. I know sometimes when I forward things around, the links don't always survive. So this just makes it easy to be able to, you know, like I said, register for this workshop or other things. So encourage you to recognize that there's a benefit in opening up that email, and that will go to your Beamer mail. And if you haven't connected your Beamer mail to your personal mail, you might not see it, so you miss it. In your back office, in the distributor library, in a starting your own business section, there's just a really short little description of how to link your personal mail to your Beamer mail so that all of their Beamer notices will get forwarded to you. And I really, really recommend you do that. I find so often that people don't, and they say, well, I didn't know about it. Well, it's because you didn't look at your Beamer mail, or you didn't have it come to your regular mail, you're going to miss out on a lot of information. So encourage you to definitely do that. But there's some good stuff in there. And just wanted to let you know it's in your inbox now as we speak.
All right. Thanks, Cindy, so much. And it still doesn't look like anyone wants to talk with us today. So I don't know why. Maybe it's because we tried to get him to tell us our testimonials. I know that can be, you know, sometimes uncomfortable for. I know that can be sometimes uncomfortable for people. But really, this is about the safest, easiest environment, you know, possible. You not even have to look at anybody when you do it. So I encourage people to do it. Go ahead, Cindy.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe we could put each other on the spot here on the cuff and just do a little bit of question or role playing to say, if you're at a show or you're somebody's and you have, not that you're doing a presentation or anything, but you're just maybe you've got the blanket and the cuffs on a horse and somebody walks up to you and they say, what is this? Is this a massage blanket? What do you say, Rainey?
Some of it will just depend on which barn I'm in, you know, and if I'm in, you know, a more of a kind of recreational, just, you know, pleasure rider barn, or if I'm in a kind of performance horse barn. So I'll tailor it a little bit to, you know, who it is I'm talking to.
Sure.
But I really start out really, really simple and just say, you know, it's an incredible medical device that helps support the body's own healing abilities. And gosh, I haven't done this for a while. I haven't been in a barn for a while.
Yeah.
I haven't started off from scratch. and again, see, like I said, even though I've been doing this for years, if I'm not prepared, and I will always be prepared when I go in a barn, even if I'm going to meet somebody I know, because I know that this question may come up. And so I always like prepare myself beforehand. Because even if you don't go in expecting to maybe talk to somebody new, chances are you probably will be. Because somebody's going to walk up and say, what is that? Sometimes at that point they'll ask a question, and then of course you're going to go into a different, you know, line, and you may go into more technical, and you may go into more, you know, just generic. But I talk about, an electromagnetic, device that increases microcirculatory blood flow and really supports the entire body. And then from there they're like, oh, you know, and then usually that will, you know, start some questions. I try not to get in too in-depth, even if they're really wanting to ask a lot of questions. At that point, if they're really wanting to ask a lot of questions, I'll ask for like an email address or something. And I'll say, you know, really is, if I can send you, if I can get your email address, I can send you some videos and some information that will really explain this really well for you. And then you have started now that line of communication. And then again, I don't send them 50 things in the first email. I'll send them, you know, like one or two things. And then when I follow up with them on those, I was like, is there anything, you know, in that that you found really interesting or that you wanted some more information about? And then I can use that as a guide for what I send them from there. So.
Yeah. And I agree with you on everything that you said. Of course, the audience is different. I really try force myself to stay as simple as possible and to make them ask, you know, to prompt them to ask the questions. And so, you know, so often people say, you know, oh, is this a massage blanket? You know, and I'll say, well, it's really totally different than that. Yeah, this is an animal medical device that is circulation therapy. And so it's very complementary with massage, but that's not what this blanket does. We've got a lot of research into the results. And just kind of leave it at that. And even that was too long. I didn't like it. I'd have to make it shorter. So, you know, as we say, it takes practice to say, how can you make the most impactful statement that will capture someone's interest? And, you know, it's not second nature really to any of us. It's just kind of hard to do. Say, I don't need to say all the details. I need to say what's important. So for me, I want them to know it's a medical device. It's not just, you know, a massage blanket. I want them to know that I consider it circulation therapy. And I'm going to assume that most likely they probably maybe, well, the majority of the audience might not realize circulation, the importance of circulation.
Yeah.
And so if they ask questions, that's the direction I'm going to say, you know, how important, you know, the circulation is for the whole body to function well. Again, I still love Tiff's comment about saying, let me show
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Now, maybe
yeah,
you, you know, a horse that's, you know, for some reason you can't show reaction at that time, or maybe that horse doesn't react so much the first time. So I just, you know, to try the opportunity to get their information and give them some follow-up information, but to say, I'd love to sit down, you know, and talk to you about it. When do you have time? Because so oftentimes people are expecting a quick answer, and you know they're on their way somewhere, and
yeah.
you know they'll be annoyed with you if you keep them too long and they don't want to be impolite. But you want to set yourself up for success, whereby you have enough time to, you know, even if it's 10 minutes or 15 minutes to really talk about it, as opposed to, you know, they're passing through on their way to a lesson or something. So
yeah.
I guess be real mindful of the time yeah. we would all spend.
Yeah, you know, and my biggest struggle is to keep it non-technical and non-scientific, because that's my favorite part
sure.
of it and the part I kind of know the best about it. But I have to constantly stop myself from getting too deep into that, because I know there's at least half the population that is going to completely tune out as soon as I talk about anything more than just basic circulation, because they just don't know enough about it and they don't care, you know, enough about it. And so, and I'm really excited about it, and that's my favorite part about it. But if they don't understand that or aren't interested in that, they're not going to listen to me. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's my hardest. That's my biggest fault. And I know it every time I do it, but I have a hard time not talking about it. So I have to physically stop myself from going too deep.
One of the things I've been surprised in talking with different levels of, you know, whether they're lifetime competitive riders or they're trainers or some other professionals, not so much vet tech or veterinarians, of course, but other professionals, is that people have, just because they have a horse doesn't mean they know what the parasympathetic nervous system does, or they know anything
yeah.
about it. And you can see them kind of going, uh-huh, you know, and I'm going, yeah, you have no clue what I'm talking about. So you really have to, you know, back it down. And that's something that I strongly recommend, if you're in the learning mode still, is to, you know, take advantage of some of the things also that are on YouTube and Dr. Google, to really, so you have, because humans are the same. We have, you know, the autonomic nervous system is really divided into parasympathetic and sympathetic response for people. And they're similar, it's just they're heightened in horses because of being a prey animal and having different, you know, evolution. So it's good information to have, but to me, I think it's helpful to for you to really be grounded and solid in that knowledge, so you understand why it's so important. You know, if the body's in that sympathetic mode, it really is its most important, what it's really focused on is being able to get out of there fast and be in a survival protection mode. And that's not when the body, when the cells can repair themselves, heal, or, you know, help relax and be able to digest food, et cetera. So all those things are dependent on the parasympathetic nervous system being in balance. And horses go back and forth between this. It's not like, okay, from this hour to this hour, I'm in
yeah.
mode. No, it's constantly fluctuating. But you don't want it, think of it like the scales of justice. You don't want it to always be predominantly in one mode or the other, but particularly if it's staying in that sympathetic mode, the horse is going to have, things like we've seen, delayed wound healing, you know, won't be able to recover after exertion as well. You need that balance. and that and the balance is not something that we're able to achieve in the, you know, even for our horses and ourselves in this, in the kind of, you know, modern lifestyle that we lead, live very often anyway. So I think that's an important element that you want to get, you know, be comfortable with it, because most people, even if they are regular horse professionals, that's not something that they're going to be conversant in, and they won't understand the importance of it. But that's one of the really key things that Beamer does that's so unique, you know.
Yeah.
And so if you're trying to explain why is this different from the MW product or something, it's good to have, and you need to build up to it, and you need to practice it again.
and always practice, yeah. And always, like I said, and even if you've done it, 100 times and you've been to 100 different barns, every time you walk into a barn or before you do, that's what I say. Like, every time I'm kind of prepping again, like how I'm going to start, you know, and how I'm going to, that's the first things I'm going to say every time I walk in. So, all right, Cindy, there is somebody who wants to chat with us. So let's see who this is. Area code 610, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Renee from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Renee.
I am a Beamer distributor and know nothing about horses, but I ran across a lady the other day who had these horse tattoos all over her legs and obviously loves horses. And I gave her my card and she gave me hers, and I don't have a horse unit or anything, but she asked me, does the blanket come up to, is it the wither?
Withers, yeah.
The withers, does it come up? Does it come up to the withers? Or does it touch the withers?
Yes, it does. It's
padded. It kind of sits right on them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she was concerned that this horse that would need it would not be able to have it touch the withers.
And that horse might be one that would be particularly really need it, and maybe so the way she would put the blanket on to begin with wouldn't touch the withers. It's plural, withers.
Fight it.
But would gradually work up to that. So, yeah, most horses wouldn't have an issue like that, but this would be something that they could work up towards, because it sounds if there's a sensitivity there or there's been an injury or a damage there, that Beamer could be really helpful.
Yeah, and so it kind of depends if it's because it doesn't want to be touched there or because it can't have the weight there, because then also you can explain to her how light it is and that there really isn't, you know, any, because people think of these therapy mats as really heavy. And so maybe she's thinking it couldn't have, you know, any kind of significant weight over the withers. It kind of depends on exactly what she meant by it can't touch the withers, whether it's because of a weight or just because it doesn't, you know, doesn't accept anything touching there.
I think there were multiple issues. It's an older horse that's not well.
Okay.
And we love this horse and trying to preserve this horse.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. You can always slide it back so it's not touching the withers, like Cindy was talking about. But also, you know, explain to her how light this really is and that it isn't going to be, you know, any kind of weight directly, you know, over the withers, that it's really, you know, going to be, you know, really not much more than just, you know, any kind of a riding blanket or anything that you'd put on. So that might be her concern.
So is it lighter than it goes under the saddle?
The Beamer horse blanket only weighs 5 or 6 pounds. It's very lightweight. And it's much lighter than what most people would put on. It sounds to me like you need to talk with your regional, who would probably be Casey Conrad, and see if you can get, there's definitely distributors in your area who are horse people. And you might try, if you're going on the, become a member of that group on Facebook, the IBD Beamer Horse Set North America, and see if somebody would, you know, could go with you who was knowledgeable and do a demo to show her. Because anything that you say is not half as powerful as being able to show her, and you want somebody who's
right.
good knowledgeable person to go with you. Do it.
So do you happen to know of anybody in the Philadelphia area that works with horses?
Well, that's why I'm saying the regional directors have lists of people who
okay.
are, you know, I know Daisy Bicking is in the Lancaster area, I think, kind of in that direction. She's in Pennsylvania, but she's, you know, super busy, but she's got people on her team.
Yeah.
So that's why if you put out a notice on that IBD Facebook page, you could probably find to say, you know, say the area, I need somebody. And you know, you would expect to compensate them for their time,
uh-huh.
you know, to go
mm-hmm.
with you. But say, let's come out and show you, then that's what I would suggest.
What would be a good compensation for somebody? I have no idea what that would be.
Well, it depends how far they have to travel to where you are and how long they take with the client.
Mm-hmm.
For me, you know, I have customers on the East Coast, so I have to ask people there. And sometimes people who are familiar with doing this, offering this service to help people with demos, they will tell you what their charge is. I would expect it's a couple hundred dollars.
Uh-huh.
Just for the time.
Okay.
Because, you know, for someone who did this for me recently, she was, you know, she went after work. She was there for an hour, and it was 45 miles drive for her each way.
Wow.
That's a lot of time.
Uh-huh.
You know,
that is
so.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah, so but that gives you an idea of maybe what to expect. But I think that would be because it's not something that's in your familiar, you know, comfort zone, it's going to be hard for you to talk in a convincing way to this person and just
right.
say, you know, I'd like to show you, if you can arrange that.
Okay. So is there any advice you'd have for me, not having horse knowledge, just to talk to this woman? I mean, she has several horses, and she loves her horses, and this one in particular. And I don't know what exactly. I heard you say circulation therapy. I like that.
I would, you know what I would say, I would go into the distributor library and I would read all the equine FAQs. I would look at all the videos that describe kind of how it is so that you feel, you know, a little more conversant. And I would listen to the recording of one of the product presentations that talk about, you know, the science that go, I would do a lot of homework before I had a conversation with this woman. Now, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
You may be the kind of person, but I would say set myself up for the best possible outcome. And so I like doing my homework.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then, you know,
well,
Renee, if you're able to get in touch with somebody that's going to go with, you know, go to this woman, I would definitely go with them, of course. And that's going to be a good learning opportunity for you as well. To be able to observe that IBD, you know,
yeah.
doing a demo and answering this woman's questions and things like that is you're going to learn a lot from that as well. So I think you definitely can learn a lot from the back office and all the trainings and things like that because they've done, you know, everyone's done an incredible job of putting together all these presentations and these things for you. But being able to actually put it on a horse and watch the horse's response and watch, you know, another IBD that is a horse person interact with that horse and with that owner and be able to answer the questions that even though she has a specific case, she's also going to have just general horse questions that you're going to be able to hear how this, you know, other IBD is able to answer those questions. And I think you're going to learn a lot from that. So I think
okay.
that would be really, that was just a great suggestion from Cindy, because I think that would be just the best for this situation.
And then my follow-up question to that would be, as a professional distributor, would it be proper to give that sale to the person that demonstrated it?
No, that's why you work something out with them and compensate them for the, you know. And if you want to be more generous and come up with it, and the person says, yes, I'll follow up with questions and I'll support you and things like that, then if they're going to be available for all of that follow-up, then I think it's that you would come up with a split of the commission somehow that's fair to both parties. And mm-hmm. I talk about it to that person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
all
so
right.
For the most
well,
part,
helps.
You know, in general, you would consider this, you know, your contact, and you're just compensating that other person for any help that they're giving. But if it comes mm-hmm. to the that you're like, I don't think I can support this person, you know, as good as maybe they can, and you, yeah, definitely, like Cindy said, it's going to be a conversation between the two of them, two of you,
mm-hmm.
To decide maybe what would be best for all of you. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. That answers my question. Thank you very much.
You're
absolutely.
Very welcome and good luck.
All right.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Renee. All right, Cindy, we managed to fill our full time. So any last words from you today?
I think we want to encourage people. I'm going to talk to some more people about, you know, calling in. So it's not just you and me talking. And thank you
yeah.
to Renee for calling in. Because I know a lot of people listen to probably more people listen to the recordings than to the live shows. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, we want to make them valuable for you. So help us do that. And,
all right. Thanks, Cindy. And I hope that we can get Tiff on next week. I know she's really busy this time of year, but I would love to hear from her because I know she's doing some rodeos and things. And so I'd love to get some stories from her because I'm sure she's got some good ones. So hopefully she can join us next week. But yeah, I know it must be boring for people just to hear. I enjoy talking with you, but we would love to talk to all the rest of you guys. And really that's the way, I think we can all learn the most is by listening, by talking with all of you guys. So, please come with your questions. All right. With that being said, I will say goodbye for the week. Be sure to tune into Blog Talk Other Days. They're doing some really great things on those other days. But we will meet you all back here next Thursday. Thanks so much, you guys.
Yep.
Have a great week and stay cool.
Thanks, Rainey. Thanks,
bye.
Everybody.
Bye, Cindy.
Bye-bye.
By an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then.